Awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. So then I want to jump in with this lecture. It's titled The Basics, What is Extemp? This is not really a basic extemp lecture. We're going to be going over a real quick introduction to the event of extemporaneous. But then beyond that, what I really want to focus on here is essentially the cornerstone of extemp, and that's giving good analysis. We're going to be talking about how to give good analysis, what good analysis looks like, and how to construct that. I'm going to apologize in advance because even though you all just said your names, there's absolutely no way I'm going to remember any of them. I am absolutely awful with names, so please don't be offended. I still look at my little sister sometimes like, and your name is, I don't know. Anyway, so please don't be offended. But I want to jump in with what is extemp very quickly, and I think the best definition of extemporaneous speaking is going to be current events speaking. And again, yell at me if the handwriting's too small, you can't read it, blah, 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 so on. Current events speaking, guys. What do you guys think that entails? Current events speaking in extemporaneous. Hands, anybody? Yeah.
Speaking about things that are happening in the current system.
Okay, speaking about things that are happening in the current system. What things, though, specifically?
The economy, domestic affairs, international affairs.
Okay, she just hit the three categories of extemp. That's domestic. And I apologize to our NFL fans because this is different. Domestic, international, and economic events. But is it just anything that happens in the economy? Like if somebody opens up a shop down the road, that's technically in the economy. Is that something that we're going to be talking about in extemp, or does it have to be something more than that?
Anything newsworthy.
All right, newsworthy. You want to define that for me, Tony? What's newsworthy?
Being significant enough to merit attention by people who write
media. Okay, all right. So significant enough to merit media attention, you could say. All right, and I think that's a fair definition of what you're going to be dealing with in extemp, because question writers look at newspapers, they look at essentially the major media outlets, and they're going to be basing their questions off of that. So essentially newsworthy current events in the areas of domestic, international, and economic affairs is the best way to look at what you're going to be doing in extemp.